This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Monaco third in Ligue 1, only one win in their last five though, and that was against mid-table Cannes, so they're not exactly in flying form. They take on Juve, who are 1-0 up from the first leg. That's Arturo Vidal penalty, the difference between the two sides. Well clear at the top of Serie A, they can concentrate entirely on the Champions League, and they've won eight of their last nine, so can you see past Juve here?
It's tough, isn't it? I'm not convinced they're definitely going to win the game, Juventus, but you look back through their record recently, they've just been incredible defensively. Only conceded one goal in their last nine matches in all competitions, Juventus. And in that first leg, that penalty was more than contentious because Ricardo Cavallio did foul, but it was outside the box, clearly. So it should have been a free kick, and they were slightly fortunate. But they probably shaded the match and deserved to win it anyway. But they're looking for the first semi-final appearance since 2002-2003. So it's been a long spell without European success for Juventus. And there'll be a little bit of pressure on, I think, on Wednesday evening against Monaco. But they managed to win that first match without conceding, and that is so important in European competition nowadays. So this is going to be incredibly difficult for Monaco to get anything. I don't think Monaco score in this game. I like the Juventus clean sheet at 11-8. I think that's a very good bet. Monaco's run to the quarterfinals really built on solid defending and hitting teams on the counter attack, which we saw was particularly evident against Arsenal, wasn't it? Because Arsenal attacked them, left themselves vulnerable at the back. Monaco sat deep, hit them on the counter attack, and won that game at the Emirates 3-1, and then just clung on in that second leg, really. But Juventus are too shrewd to make those sort of errors. They're not as naive as Arsenal defensively. They will know that a 0-0 is good enough here. Monaco did rest a few players at the weekend. They drew 1-1 with Rennes. The most notable players they rested were Anthony, Martial, Ricardo Cavallo, and Jeffrey Condogbia. He's their best player, I think. Jeffrey Condogbia plays in that holding role. I do like him. He had a couple of chances actually in that first game against Juventus. But Juventus, their run, they owe a lot to Carlos Tevez, really, because he's been absolutely sensational this season for them. I don't think they go after this game. I think they sit back, let Monaco try and attack them, and don't allow Monaco to have that opportunity on the counter attack. So I like the Juventus clean sheet at 11-8. I think it's a fantastic bet. And the other one that I like is the 0-0 draw at 13-2. I think that's a great bet. I see this being a dour match, this one. Juventus will set up not to be broken down, and Monaco don't have the quality to break them down. So I see this being a 0-0 draw at 13-2.
Okay.
Yep.
I was looking at, you know, we do the correct score group betting.
Yes.
Anybody who thinks Juve will win, 1-0, 2-0 and 2-1, 19-10.
That's okay.
I think that's okay. But then you could have a saver on the 0-0 if you think it's going to be that tight.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I don't mind that play. My only reservation with Juventus is they've played their full sides. You know, they've not rested any players recently. They've had a great run in Serie A. They're going to win the title, but they've been playing their full team week in, week out, whereas Monaco did rest some players at the weekend, at least, despite only getting that 1-1 draw with Rennes. At least they gave their players a little bit of time to recuperate ahead of this big match, whereas Juventus went out and played a full side at the weekend and won 2-0. So I see a 0-0 draw. I do. I think I'll take the 13-2 on the 0-0. But main bet there is Juventus to keep a clean sheet at 11-8.
Okay. What price do we have on both teams to score no in this game? Have you got that written down? Both teams to score no is 4-6. I think that's a relatively safe proposition, because if you look at recent results, last nine games for Juventus, I've had only one team scoring.
Yeah,
it's just the way they played.
It is. Yeah, I agree with that. I just then you've got to think, if you're playing that though, you've got to think, rather than take that price 4-6, you're thinking about Monaco to qualify, aren't you? If you don't want to take the Juventus clean sheet at 11-8, do you see Monaco outscoring Juventus. And Juventus, if Monaco, say, score twice, do you see Juventus not scoring a goal at all in the game? I find that hard to envisage. That's my only problem with that.
Yeah, I just think if Juve are going to set up and, like you said, try not to just give anything away and go for the 0-0 effectively.
Yes.
Monaco could still just pinch one and then still only one team scoring.
That's true. I don't see it. I just don't think this Monaco side, I don't believe, have the quality to break Juventus down if Juventus set up the way that I think they will, by playing very, very cautiously and ultra defensively in this match. Juventus could win 1 or 2-0. That is conceivable. But then I don't think Monaco score. I just don't see Monaco scoring in this match. I don't think they've got the quality up front to break Juventus down. So I'll play the clean sheet.
Okay. I do kind of agree with you on that. I was just basically saying there's...
Yes, there are other ways to play it.
They'd give you different outcomes. Yeah. But obviously, I prefer yours with a price as well. So
it's odds against, isn't it? Rather than odds on, which appeals to a lot of punters.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.